This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Once again, be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. We have a help box right there on our homepage. You can send us any questions through there. And then, of course, you always hear me mention our helpline. That is 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Give us a call, and we will try to help you with any type of consumer issue that we can. Well, we're going to kick off today's show with a gentleman you normally hear each week on Tuesdays with Your Money Matters, and that's Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt, good to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
Well, you know, I want to get you on. Again, we have you on every each week, Tuesdays, and a lot of times we have a lot of different guests on, and then you'll do a mortgage show every once in a while, but just want to touch a little bit about Affordable Interest Mortgage. And you know, we've had you on for a number of years. You've been doing this a long time, and you've seen a lot of other mortgage companies come and go, and people come to you, and they've been other places. What do you think really sets you guys apart?
And I've kind of talked to you about this in the past. I think we listen better than most. Most people, when they call a mortgage company, some of them, a lot of them, it's kind of like calling a call center. If you don't fit into their box, they kind of just put you over here. When they got time, they might come back. They don't listen to what you're actually telling them you're looking for. You may be looking for a 30-year mortgage, but we may talk to you and say, well, you could do that 30-year, but we could cut it to 27,
right,
and it still fits in your payments, but you save this kind of money. They don't really listen to what your long-term or short-term goals are. So more so, I think that's part of it, because we're here to serve you. We don't offer just one loan. We offer all different types. Some are good for those. Some are good for these. It's just, what are you looking for?
Sure. Once again, their number is 720-895-0500, and right here in Greenwood Village area. And Kurt and his team can help you out with really any kind of mortgage. And, you know, we can even touch on reverse mortgages. You guys do those as well.
Yes, we actually do quite a few of those. There's, you know, as we all know, 10,000 people a day turning 65. There's a lot of myths about it. I think some of those are being cleared up. A lot of people believe that there's a high cost to reverse mortgages. And when you put it, the numbers out, it's really not. The cost has come down drastically on those. And there's a tremendous benefit. They're not for everybody, but there's a tremendous benefit for many people when they're struggling and they, you know, they got medical bills or they got, you know, drug issues that they got to be able to pay for the drugs. The budget only goes so far.
Sure.
So this allows them to free up. Or if somebody just wants to take that house payment they're making and travel a little bit more, it just takes some of the pressure off. And it works pretty well.
You know, I was thinking back through some of our past shows, and a lot on Haystack, we try to help people with advice to keep them from making mistakes. And I was wondering, are there mortgage mistakes people can make? You know, when you get looking at a house. And one I was thinking of, I think sometimes, you know, it's easy to get approved for, you know, $400,000. And you think, I got to spend every penny of that. And then all of a sudden, you don't have anything, any money to put a sofa in there or drapes or different things. So a couple of things I was going to bring up and get your opinion on. Is it a mistake to make yourself you kind of house poor a little
mortgage
bit?
Mortgage poor.
Yeah,
so we
mortgage
call it, yeah.
Poor. Yeah,
yeah, I really think it is, because if you've never owned a home, we actually try to help you understand that there's going to be more cost. There's a lot of first-time home buyers, young millennials out there looking, and we try to explain to them that, you know, even though you think this payment fits, you're pushing your envelope, and should you have a tough time or a furnace break or, you know, issues with the home, now you're kind of strapped and you're putting things on credit cards. But I see mistakes sometimes from mortgage lenders that certain loan officers will offer people products that isn't really the best for the customer, but it's great for them. They'll talk them out of a VA, but talk them into an FHA.
Mm-hmm.
And a VA is far superior than an FHA loan, and the payments are less. But they don't like VA loans. They don't like some of the restrictions at VA. VA actually restricts how much money you can make on it a little bit more. So they don't like that. So they'll convert you over when you really should be in a VA. Or they'll put you even in an FHA when you fit into a conventional.
Right.
Because the rate's better, but it has mortgage insurance. And they don't necessarily tell you that you could do a conventional versus the other. So it's there's those kind of mistakes that can happen that we see after it's happened. And we talk to people, go, well, that really wasn't the best loan for you. This should have been a whole lot better, and you'd have been able to pay off your home faster and save closing costs. We see that a lot.
So that may be one mistake, is just not sitting down with someone that has your best interest at heart instead of just the business side of things. But especially first-time home buyer, I mean, to sit down and let someone like you that's been doing this a while and got a few gray hairs and can understand, you know, hey, you need to think about this.
When you're doing a mortgage, whether it's a purchase or a refi, it's not something that needs to be done in 2 weeks. It's something you really should look at and understand your options and what it's the total cost is going to be to you, whether you're going to be in it for a year, 5 years, or 10 years, whatever you think. What's that cost going to be? And too many people want to kind of rush you through that, especially on a purchase. Everybody's trying to rush to the close on a purchase. But that's a big investment, and you're getting so hyped up about buying that house, you forget sometimes to pay attention to the product that you're getting that's financing that home.
Right.
And we just try to give you, when we talk to you, seldom will you get one option from us. We're not here to tell you which loan to take. We're here to say there are options. You need to see the cost on all of them. You pick the loan. We get paid the same. Whether it's this loan or that loan, we get the same.
Right.
It's what's the loan that's best for you that protects your money the most.
So you mentioned the VA loan. So would you say it's a mistake if you qualify for a VA loan, that in most cases, that's what you should do?
Absolutely. Okay. VA loan is one of the best loans out there. VA has just come out and changed some of their guidelines because there's been some lenders that are promoting VA, but they're doing what they call churning. Because VA will allow you to do, if let's say you own a home and you want to pull some cash out and you're a vet, VA will allow you to take up to 100% of that. Well, so, what some people are doing is they will get you to take maybe 10% of the equity that you have available and then come back to you in 4 months and get you to take another 10% and then come back to and keep doing that. It's churning. While you're getting the cash and your payments don't change because the rates are good, you're paying extra cost every time you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're paying extra commissions. VA has come in and they've now come out with a tangible net benefit thing to where they won't allow that to happen. You can't refinance a VA as quick as you used to because too many people are taking advantage of it, loan officers, mortgage companies.
Right. Kurt Rogers with us, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Their number is 720-895-0500. You can check out their website, aimortgage.net. But if you've got any kind of mortgage needs, maybe thinking about refinancing, looking at maybe a second home, reverse mortgage, this is truly your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs, 720-895-0500. Is this something where sometimes, you know, we hear a lot of different ads, and I mean, hey, we're not hiding. In fact, we're advertising right
yes,
now.
Sure.
But you'll hear a lot of different ads. But is it sometimes where maybe, you know, a company I'm trying to find my note here on this real quick, but they offer a low rate, but then they have high fees. Is there anything in that where companies can do that in kind of
absolutely.
A hidden way?
Yeah, absolutely. There's two different types of mortgage brokers. There's the standard mortgage broker, then there's a correspondent mortgage broker. Correspondent mortgage broker is a broker that's using their own money.
Okay.
So they can not only make money on the rate and get paid by the lender, they can actually charge you to do so. They can charge you for fees that most lenders wouldn't charge you for. I hear an ad all the time that this one company talks about, well, you don't have to give us $500 up front to do the loan. Nobody should ever be giving anybody any money up front for any kind of mortgage loan.
I've never heard of you asking for
money. No, I can't even imagine that there's somebody out there doing it, but apparently there are people doing that.
Hmm.
Now, do you need to prepay for the appraisal? Yes, but that money's going to come back to you at the close. Yes, there are people that are doing that. They're charging excessive fees, and they're legitimate because they're the ones loaning the money. So as doing that, they have the right to charge those fees. There's a max that they can charge.
Okay.
But most lenders aren't even close to the max. The max used to be is 3%, but you can't. Nobody's doing that anymore.
Right. And one thing I like about you is, I mean, you have so many different programs, and a lot of people might think of big banks or that's the places to go that they would have more. But really, you have a lot of different options, and one especially I wanted to close out with today is the asset manager. I'll let you talk about that a moment.
A brick-and-mortar bank has to sell what the board of directors tell them that's the product that they're going to sell. So they're very limited. Most don't do VA. Very few will do USDA. Some are very restricted on their FHA. So they basically do conforming loans. And then they'll give you good rates if you've got lots of money sitting with them.
Mm-hmm.
So as a mortgage broker, my job is to find the best rate and the best program for you with your scenario and what you want to do. So that's why I have about 11 to 13 different lenders that I'll find the one that fits for you the best. We talk about the asset manager. That's my personal favorite. It's not for everybody, but if you're disciplined with your money and you have money rolling through your checking account, it's a mortgage to where they attach your checking account to your mortgage. And every dollar you put in your checking account goes to principal. Unlike a compound interest loan where you pay principal last, in this loan you're paying principal first, and it's simple interest.
Right.
So because of that, your mortgage payment goes down every month, which means as you're depositing money, more of it goes to principal because it's paying it first, and it just keeps magnifying.
Hmm.
And without changing your spending habits, most people are saving 40 to 60% of the interest that they would normally pay on a compound interest loan in this kind of simple interest loan, and they're owning the home faster. And the best part about it, you have access to your equity when you need it for an emergency, unlike any other loan. You don't have to go back and get a second mortgage. You don't have to come back and refinance. Excuse me. You don't have to refinance with me. One loan, 30 years, you're good to go.
All right. And I think that's where we lose people a lot the minute we say you don't have to change any of your spending habits. Because normally to pay something off early, you've got to sacrifice. And this, we're talking about just keep doing what you're doing.
Think of it this way. If you deposit, let's say, $8,000 a month into your checking account, if you could take that $8,000 and put it in a savings account to pay you 5 or 6% before you spend it, would you do it? Most people say absolutely. Well, that's exactly what this does. It's basically paying you the same rate, paying you 5, 6%, applying that to your principal, paying your principal down, lowering your payment, paying interest.
Right.
The interest rate on this is, you know, think of it like a credit card. A credit card might charge you 16%, but if you pay it off every month, you pay 0%. I got people paying 2% interest on these loans, 2 to 3% interest, because they're not paying it to the bank. They're saving it.
Right.
That's their money, and they own their home faster, and they're protected if the economy goes south. It's a great loan.
Absolutely. Well, Kurt, thank you. And again, you can join us each week on Tuesdays for a special edition of Haystack Help Radio, and we call it Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. And again, if you've got any mortgage needs, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
You've been told nothing can be done for your peripheral neuropathy. Don't give up hope. Call Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor at Front Range Medical Center, to ask about electronic signaling. For the past 9 years, Dr. Anderson has specialized exclusively in the treatment of peripheral neuropathy. Front Range Medical Center can't help everyone, but thanks to an advanced technology called electronic signaling, Dr. Anderson has seen great results for seniors who'd been told there was no hope for them. That's what Dr. Anderson loves most about his job, seeing the hope return to patients who had been suffering with burning, tingling, and numbness. It's worth a phone call. Schedule a $27 consultation with Dr. Anderson, including a neuropathy-specific exam, this week. He will review your health history and past medical records to find out whether electronic signaling could help where other treatments have failed. Don't lose heart. Call now, 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
It's February, and that means at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, it's National Pet Dental Health Month. Hi, this is Scott Watley with Haystack Help Radio and Sportsman of Colorado. Does your pet have a clean smile? Just as for humans, dental health is important for our pets, and keeping their teeth clean and healthy both above and below the gum line is key. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is offering free oral screens in their lobby and the chance to win a fabulous dental gift basket for any dog or cat having a dental cleaning or other dental procedure through the month of February. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they've been helping pets have clean and healthy smiles for almost 20 years. Just give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050, and find out how they can help your pet today. Oh, and be sure and sign up for their fantastic rewards program at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, we've trusted our pets to this great staff, and you can too. Give them a call, 303-708-8050, or check them out at LoneTreeVet.com.
You were just walking into that store when you were in a slip and fall accident as a result of the store owner's negligence. Flesh and Beck know what to do. First, make a report of the incident with the store owner. It's important to have an official document of all the important details. Second, make a note of all of your injuries so you can report them to your doctor as soon as you can. Third, take pictures of the conditions and location of the accident. And remember, it's your job to take care of yourself. Don't waste time arguing about who is at fault. Then, call Flesh and Beck.
Call me, Kevin Flesh, at Flesh Law to get a professional opinion. I will answer all your questions, and I will help you determine if you're entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call me, Kevin Flesh, at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if we can help you get the compensation you deserve.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us once again. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and also seniorresourceofcolorado.com. And on our haystackhelp.com, we've got a help box right there. If you have any kind of questions or problems, send us an email. And then our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Well, we're glad to welcome back in David Cishan, Cishan Financial Services. They're with the Householder Group. You can check out their website at cishanfinancialservices.com. David, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, Scott. Nice to be back.
Hey, it's always great to see you. Boy, so much goes on with this whole retirement planning and last few shows we've done and all of that. But I tell you one thing that even with our insurance folks that we deal with a lot, talk about this matter of long-term care, and most of us don't think about it till we're in the long-term care area. And again, there's so many things, as we talked about in the last segment, that, boy, if we could get people to think about this at 35 and 40 years old, when things are going to be much better for them to do some of these type policies for long-term care. But just talk a little bit what you see in this whole long-term care arena with financial planning.
Right, Scott. Yeah, it's a big concern. And it's a big concern as people get closer to the retirement. It would be ideal if we could look at it at 40 or 45 or 50, because anything that you do at those ages are much less expensive and more effective long term.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the problem is we have reality.
Sure.
We have everyday costs and expenses, and refrigerator breaking, and we need a new car, and the kids got to go to school, and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
So it's hard for people to address a lot of these little issues along the way that would be ideal for them to do. But at some point, long-term care comes into play, because in many of the studies, in fact, all of the studies that are out there, the biggest element of why people don't make it through retirement from a bankruptcy financial standpoint, a bankruptcy standpoint, is because of health care.
Mm-hmm.
They get sick. I mean, after age 75, I think it's somewhere like 75% of bankruptcies of people over 75 is because of health care.
Yeah.
Or the lack thereof having.
Sure.
So long-term care is an important concept. It's just a question of how can you address it. Now, when we look at long-term care for clients or folks that come in, I try to encourage self-funding. Pay it out of your own pocket somehow. Now, not everybody can,
mm-hmm.
but I encourage that. And the reason I do is because I don't trust the insurance companies. A lot of them have gotten out of the long-term care business because in their minds they haven't charged enough premiums. And now they're going back every year and getting the state insurance commissioners to increase the premium charges. And what's going to happen? Well, it's either going to force people that may have purchased this insurance to drop it at some point because it just can't allocate that much. Or the insurance companies are going to tell the clients, oh, reduce your benefits to keep the premiums level.
Right.
You know, or as eventually, as I say, I think a lot of them will drop the coverage because these premiums are going up substantially every year. So to their benefit, being the insurance companies, they've come out with other tools for long-term care that people have a choice at. At least they're more consumer-oriented.
Right.
And they don't necessarily entail ongoing premiums. For example, you could make a deposit with an insurance company. It'll sit in an account, earn 2 or 3 or 4%. But if you need that for long-term care, that money that you put in explodes to 3 or 4 times that amount.
Mm-hmm.
And you could use it for home care or long-term care. That, to me, makes more sense.
Right.
And if you don't use it, you can get at the money, take it out, and spend it yourself. So you're in control. You haven't lost those monies. And you can also do certain types of life insurance products that they have that have riders for long-term care. Again, if you buy one of those and have it, you have long-term care associated. So if you have a $200,000 policy, if you need home care or long-term care, they might convert to a percentage that they pay per month, maybe 4%. So that'd be $8,000 per month until that $200,000 is used up.
Mm-hmm.
So you haven't forfeited anything. If you never use it and you die, someone's going to get $200,000 tax-free.
Right.
So there's better alternatives if we have to have alternatives for long-term care.
And I think it would be good for people, you know, especially, I guess, working with you, before you go and buy something like that, sit down with you and let you look through it to see if it's accomplishing what that salesman is telling us it is, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's part of understanding what you should buy is understanding the client, understanding the five areas of financial planning about that client, understanding where the assets are so that you can make an intelligent selection.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do. If someone walked in and had handed me a policy and says, will this work for me? Well, in all probability, it'll work. But I don't know nothing about the client, so I can't say it's going to work for you.
Right. Again, for a free consultation, all you have to do is call 720-482-1917. Mention you heard David here on Haystack Help Radio. And you can check out their website at CeShawnFinancialServices.com. Now, another term you brought up with this long-term care is QLAC. And so explain that to us a little bit.
Well, there's a program that was started about 3 years ago. Federal government decided that, you know, they weren't trying to help us for our future years in retirement by telling us now, passing a law that says, you know, at age 70 and a half, if you have retirement monies, you are required by law to start taking out your required minimum distributions. Doesn't matter if you need them or not, you got to start taking them because Uncle Sam wants their money. You made a deal with the government, or as I call it, the devil. You can put monies in, you defer the taxes, but sooner or later there's a knock on the door, and that's 70 and a half, and now you got to start taking it. A lot of people don't want to take it, but they're forced to. So the government passed this law, and they said you can now defer some of those required minimum distributions. You can defer them out to as far as age 85. So if you're somebody 65 or 60 or 70, you could say, well, I don't need it now, so I'm going to take a chunk of money and I'm going to defer this income until age 85 when I might need it for health care, long-term care, other needs. So you can do that now. The program that you do it under is called a Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract. Now, a Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract to me is just like Social Security. You put money in and you take it out in the form of income. Unfortunately, with Social Security, if you take your Social Security out and you die, the money stays with the government. Here, with the QLAC, if you take money out and don't get all your money back, it goes back to your heirs. So it's just a tool that was passed. Most people don't know about it.
Right.
Most people haven't heard about it. And I'm shocked when people come in and they don't know about it. And so you can defer some money. You can defer actually currently under the current this year, 25% of your account balances for your retirement monies, IRAs, let's say, 25% of that, up to a maximum of $130,000 one time. Not every year, just one time. And you can defer it out 4 years. The earliest you can start and do a QLAC is age 55. You can actually put one in. We did one for somebody recently who's 55, put in $125,000 because last year they allowed $125,000. But at age 85, even though it's his IRA, he and his wife could start taking over $4,000 a month until they die. Either both of them are gone. This is not unusual. I have yet to find an investment where I could take monies that could be deferred in a IRA and put them somewhere on a guaranteed basis and get anywhere close to the income that you can under this program.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's a tool, so it could be used. Some of that money could be used to help finance long-term care costs or other medical costs. It's not going to solve the problem of long-term care.
Right.
But again, many times we can't solve it 100%.
Sure. You know, you mentioned real quick about people not knowing things, and your, don't use the word ignorance, but your not knowing some of these things can ruin everything that you think you did well for all those years, right?
Well, I don't know if I'd be as harsh as say ruined, but I could.
It could be a setback.
Negatively affect
right.
What you've been doing. And a lot of people, when they come in, these people who have gotten to a point in time or stage in life, they didn't do things wrong.
Right.
You know, we all learn by mistakes.
Sure.
And we all make mistakes along the way, but they didn't do anything wrong. It's just a matter of now we can shore these things up a little bit
mm-hmm.
so that they're not leaking.
Right.
You know, and they'll last a lot longer.
Well, David, again, always great information. Again, it's cichonfinancialservices.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N, financialservices.com. But don't go anywhere. We've got more of Haystack Help Radio coming right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Why are seniors obtaining a reverse mortgage? No mortgage payments, of course. Hello, this is Steve Hurley with Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. You can live in your home for as long as you wish. It is your home. It's your money. So call me, Steve Hurley, at AIM, 720-895-0500. Let's discuss your options. No pressure, just education via information. NMLS number 243-200, regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
David R. Cishon is a certified estate planner, regional vice president of Householder Group, and a registered representative with LPL Financial. As a 40-year veteran of the financial services industry, David Cishon knows that building a secure financial plan begins with comprehensive strategies in estate planning, income distribution, tax and investment planning, and risk management. Cishon Financial is a family business, and they treat their clients like family. Cishon Financial holds to the highest fiduciary standards, representing their clients' interest above all else. Call now for your free consultation, 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we'd like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Watley, along with Marie Christine, and each week we bring you this show brought to you by our friends. Dr. Shane Stedman is normally with us, and every once in a while, one of his team members get free, and we're going to be talking with Jess Sorcy today. Jess is the metabolic coordinator. So, Jess, how are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you guys doing?
Well, hey, we are doing great. We are doing great. And wish it was a little warmer out there. But yep. It is cold, but hey, it's a good, great day. And you're really going to be kicking off a string of seminars here yourself that you're going to be teaching. And those start this Wednesday and going through every Wednesday through March 20th. So tell us a little about these.
Yeah, I'm going to be pretty busy. So I'm doing a series on the gut microbiome. And it's a 5-week series starting this Wednesday, and we're going to just cover different topics, looking at how our health is influenced by our gut microbiome, anywhere from immunity to weight issues, and then a new concept that's being called psychobiotics and how different bacteria can influence our mood and be a factor in depression and anxiety.
Now, we reviewed this a little bit last week with Dr. Stedman, just talking about what the gut microbiome is. But in case that's a new term for one of our listeners, can you just explain that a little bit?
Yeah, the gut microbiome, the best way to think about it is, you know, an ecosystem within our bodies. So that's where, you know, we're harboring viruses and fungus and bacteria, all which have different purposes. To help influence our health and digest our foods and do all sorts of different cool things.
I like that, Scott. We have our own ecosystem in our bellies.
I've always wanted to have that.
Have you?
You know, and when we talk about, I was doing a little reading before the show, and I'm trying to find where it said. It says everything we know about diet, and let's just get your opinion on this. This column said everything we know about diet and health loss is being challenged by bacteria. Not some foreign infection, but rather the little bugs that live within your body. And that said, the most promising part of all, understanding how foods impact your gut, could be the best weight loss trick you've ever tried.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, this is something that, you know, I'm going to cover in the third class, the gut microbiome's role in obesity, because what we're seeing is that we're linking different strains of bacteria that are either lacking or are in an overgrowth state that can contribute to weight issues. And I think that, you know, goes hand in hand with all the issues that at least I see here at the office with, you know, women especially that can't lose weight. No matter what they do, they change their diet, they're eating good, they're exercising, you know, it doesn't matter what they're doing, they can't lose weight. And that's definitely a signal to start looking more deeply into the gut microbiome and seeing, you know, where their bacterial levels are at and if they're missing anything or have a friend that they don't want.
Yeah, and that's something that I really like, and we talk about this every week, Jess, you and the whole team at Integrated Health Systems. You don't just tell a patient, oh, you're having trouble gaining weight, try upping your exercise or lowering your caloric intake. You really get to the bottom of it. And this might be sort of a new concept for some of our listeners, this whole idea that there are these colonies of bacteria living in our gut, and that's actually a good thing, if I'm understanding you right, and we actually want to promote the right kind of bacteria. So I was reading the statistic that there are actually 10 times more bacteria living in your digestive tract than there are cells in your entire body, which is blowing my mind a little bit. So just talk a little bit more about what's going on with those bacteria in our gut.
Yeah, and actually, just to kind of follow up, that was the point I was going to hit on in my class, is that number is kind of dated back. So that's what I definitely learned in school. There's 10 times more bacteria to the cells in your body, but actually newer research is showing that it's more of a 1-to-1 ratio or very close to. But with that said, regardless of how much bacteria is in the gut, you know, the bacteria that lives in our gut is probably one of the most influential components to our health. So you need to have good bacteria, which we call commensal bacteria, but then you can also have pathogenic bacteria, which are also the bad guys. And when we see, you know, people's health start to break down is when that commensal bacteria isn't doing very well, and then that gives the opportunity for some of that pathogenic bacteria to take over. And when that occurs, then everything else begins to slowly fall apart.
This is cool, Scott. We're getting the latest breaking research.
Absolutely.
This 10-to-1 is wrong. We can update Wikipedia or wherever we found this.
Yeah, I actually had to go and change it in my slides because I still had it as 10-to-1, and I was like, oh, wait, that's changed.
Okay. Well, the point is there's a lot of bacteria. Some of them are good. Some of them are bad. You need Jess to help you sort it all out.
That's very true.
Yep.
And it all comes down, and we've talked every time we have you on, you know, it just comes down to what we eat. And I think so many people are just frustrated with that because you think you're eating healthy, and then all of a sudden, you know, you maybe come to a class like this or end up coming to you and you say, hey, yeah, you've got some issues there. So, I mean, you could probably spend 5 classes just teaching people about the nutritional side of this, right?
Yeah, absolutely, for sure.
Now, I'm intrigued real quick, Jess. You had mentioned a phrase, psychobiotic, and you're going to be covering that. I've never heard that. So just real quick, what does that mean?
Yeah, so that's a new word that people are using to describe different strains of bacteria that are being associated in helping with depression and anxiety. So if those 4 strains of bacteria are lacking, then we're seeing a lot of those people suffering with different mood disorders. And then by adding those back in and, you know, reestablishing the gut flora, a lot of their symptoms tend to improve.
So is that kind of going back to what Scott was asking about just the what are you eating nutritional side? I mean, if you determine somebody's feeling anxious because of some of the bacteria in their gut, can you solve that with certain kinds of food?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, different foods and probiotics can kind of get your ecosystem back into balance. So that's always step one is, you know, paying attention to what you're putting on your plate.
Jess Sorcy is our guest. She is the metabolic coordinator, Integrated Health Systems. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. But if you're interested in coming to a series of seminars, and we don't want you to feel like, hey, you got to come to all, 5 of them, I believe, right, Jess?
5.
Okay, 5.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have to miss one, whatever, they'll catch you up. But, I mean, this is going to be a great series of seminars on understanding the microbiome, how gut health affects your health, weight loss, mood, and all you have to do is give them a call at 303-781-5617. There's absolutely no charge for this, and we want you to realize this is really an educational type of seminar. This isn't some kind of deal to try to get you in there and sell you something, whatever. Sure, they want to try to help you get a handle on your health, have you feel better, but it is just a great educational seminar, and this will be happening every Wednesday, and that'll be 6:30, I believe, right, Jess?
Yes.
Okay, 6:30, right. So 303-781-5617. Now, one thing I was reading also on this, and it talked about a gut brain axis. And it said it's a two-way line of communication within your body, between your brain and your gut. Now, most of us don't think those two interact. But this article I was reading, it said, you know, each one can affect the other for better or for worse.
Absolutely. The gut's actually also referred to as the second brain. And that connection occurs through the vagus nerve, and that runs from the brain to the guts and then vice versa. So if you have, you know, we see it all the time in the office, if you have a patient that's struggling even from a concussion, then we tend to see that once they have had a concussion, then their motility slows down. So, but when we work on their brain and rehabbing their brain, then their digestion tends to improve as well. And vice versa, if you have gut dysregulation, then that can definitely affect your brain, you know, having more brain fog and memory issues. So both of them go hand in hand, and you have to address both.
Where do you kind of start, Jess, when you and the whole team, Dr. Sedman and everybody, determine, oh, there's a disconnect here between this person's brain and their gut? How do you get it back in balance, so to speak?
Yeah, that can be the trickier part on knowing exactly which place to start. But I think, you know, just the general things, looking at their diet, if there's inflammation, you know, is there inflammation in the gut? And if so, using different supplements like L-glutamine to heal down some of that inflammation. And then utilizing probiotics and prebiotics and, you know, all those fun things that are going to help feed that gut flora can really help both the brain as well as the gut at the same time.
You know, that's interesting. You mentioned inflammation because I'm learning so much. I feel like nutrition is kind of a constantly evolving field of study where we're learning more and more about it. Would you say that's fair?
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard to keep up.
Right. And that's why I'm really glad that we're doing this show with you and with Dr. Sedman and the whole team. But I know that we talk a lot about inflammation can be caused by certain kinds of foods like gluten, dairy, sugar, that sort of thing. And a lot of times you'll recommend people cutting back on those. So I guess I've been wondering this for a while. I don't know if it's related or not, but is it there's certain people who are negatively affected by some of those foods like gluten or dairy, or is it kind of a blanket, you should just stay away from them altogether?
I think it's kind of hard to answer. I mean, my personal opinion is I don't think, you know, I advise the majority of our patients to stay away from gluten and dairy. Now, if they've done an elimination diet where they've taken it out and they put it back in and they don't notice any, you know, symptoms or side effects from it, then I don't have a whole lot to stand on as far as telling them to keep it out of their diet. But I do think for the vast majority of people that both gluten and dairy are inflammatory, even to a point if they're not having those reactions in the body, it still could be creating some of that mild inflammation under the surface. And then if you keep consuming it, you know, on a daily basis or a weekly basis, that just keeps your inflammation slightly up all the time.
Right. And you want those overall inflammation levels to be as low as possible, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Makes sense.
Just real quick before a break, you know, you read a lot of different things and hear a lot of different things about eating. Some people eat 5 small meals a day. Some people, breakfast is the most important meal. Some people say don't eat past 6, I mean, p.m. I mean, I think this is where the frustration level with a lot of people is. You know, there's just been so much out there, and it's hard to know, you know, what to follow. And I guess pretty much most programs will kind of work if you follow them. But, I mean, do you find with your gut, you know, just metabolizing everything, there are better times of the day to eat than not?
I haven't really, you know, seen a lot of that in the research. I think the biggest thing is making sure that you're getting a variety of food, especially fiber. So a lot of variety of fruits and vegetables, because those are going to all feed the gut microbiome. So if you don't have, you know, a lot of fiber in your diet, then that could be a factor. But, you know, there's not a ton of research on timing of feeding the bacteria. I think, you know, there's benefits to doing some fasting that can help with the gut microbiome. But then there's also times where you really need to feed it. So it kind of depends on what the patient's presenting with and kind of their overall health goals.
Right. So broccoli may be if you notice, I say may be a healthy food. I've never tasted it, so I don't know what it tastes like. But for somebody that
You've never had any broccoli in your life?
Never.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Jess, this is why we need you so badly.
Okay. But It's not about me. It's about our listeners, Marie. Okay. So if someone eats broccoli every day, I mean, while that's a healthy food, that could really be hurting them if they're not getting a more of a variety. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it can, definitely. I think, you know, definitely trying to get different forms of vegetables in. I always tell our patients, you know, when you go grocery shopping, try to pick one new vegetable each week. Try to pick one new fruit that you haven't been eating.
So keep things exciting with your diet.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep.
Well, if you've got any questions for Jess, tell you what, she's going to be with us here for one more segment. We got to take a short break. But if you've got any questions, maybe how you're feeling, give us a call, 303-477-5600. Don't miss this seminar. Starts Wednesday here, February 20th. We'll go through every Wednesday night at 6:30 through March 20th, understanding the microbiome, how gut health affects your health, weight loss, and mood. We'll be right back with more of Your Health Matters.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireService.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and HaystackHelp.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Watley, along with Marie Christine. Jess Sorcy is our guest. She's a metabolic coordinator for Integrated Health Systems. Their number, 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. Again, if you're just joining us, getting in the car, they're going to be doing 5 weeks here of seminars on Wednesdays starting February 20th. That will go through March 20th, and it's Understanding the Microbiome, how gut health affects your health, weight loss, and just something Marie and I were talking about during the break, articles we're reading here, and you mentioned affecting your mood. Mood. Food does affect your mood, doesn't it?
Yep.
So, okay, I'm really intrigued by that because this is pretty new research, it seems like, and this is a pretty sort of cutting-edge topic about your emotions being connected with the little bugs living in your gut, for better or for worse. So, something we were reading online was it can even control which foods you tend to gravitate towards, what tastes good and what tastes bad to you. Is that something you've been finding?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, I was in putting this presentation together looking at cravings, and different bacteria, you know, have different nutrients or food sources that they prefer in order to grow and proliferate. They like different foods. So there's some bacteria that will cause you to want to eat more starches, and there's some that will cause you to want to eat other foods. And I think the biggest one we see is with starches and sugars, because not only is that going to feed some of the good guys, but then also pathogenic bacteria and yeast, they all love to feed on sugar. So then that can cause you to want to grab that candy bar, even though you're doing everything in your power to stay away from it and know how bad sugar is and manage your blood sugar levels. Sometimes those cravings can just be so bad that you lose and you eat the candy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll be honest, that was my number one problem is I love to eat sugar. And it's interesting. Mm-hmm. It sounds like what you're saying is some of the good bacteria actually contribute to wanting sugar.
Some of them can for sure. Definitely different things are going to help them, you know, expand. So more on the starch side, I would say. But then like the pathogenic bugs are going to be more like the specific sugars and yeast specifically with sugars and some of those other, you know, bugs as well.
So when you're being proactive and you're trying to feed the good kind of bugs and starve the bad kind of bugs, I'm probably saying that too simply, but when you're doing that, I mean, is there hope that maybe my cravings might change and I might stop needing sugar so much all the time?
Yeah, especially if you're using, you know, a good diet, probiotics and prebiotics to really help feed the good guys, then those bad guys are going to be less and less. So hopefully those cravings will also minimize.
The voice in my head could diminish, Scott. The voice that says, eat more sugar.
Trust me, I hear it 24/7. Yeah. when you talk about the probiotics and prebiotics, I mean, you know, I don't even know when all these terms started coming out, but certainly heard a lot more over the last few years about them. Is there for lack of a better term, a warning out there to put for people just to say, hey, you know, don't just start taking something to take it to think that's going to help you. You should get checked out first to make sure, first of all, it's something you need. And then I'm sure, just like most of these other different supplements and different things out there, there's some better ones out there than others.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest issue with probiotics. I think, you know, pretty much anybody's safe to take them, but the quality is definitely going to differ among companies. So that's where trying to find a really high-sourced probiotic is going to be the best. And then there are certain conditions that those people might not do as well on initially with probiotics. So they would want to be a little bit more careful. So if you have, you know, lots of bloating and gas and stool changes, then you might want to ease into that or at least work with someone that knows a little bit more about what's going on before starting too many probiotics.
It sounds like it's kind of a balancing act.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Right. And when you talk about prebiotics and probiotics, a lot of times our minds jump straight to, oh, I need to take a pill, you know, like a supplement kind of pill. But you can get some of that from just eating the right foods, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you can take a pill or you can eat your veggies. You can eat fermented vegetables, kombuchas, yogurts, as long as it's high quality. Those are all going to have different probiotic strains in them.
I vote for the pill.
Well, that's a good point. It's probably a preference. If somebody really just doesn't find time or desire to eat certain foods, they could take a supplement and it could have the same effect, I would think.
Yes. Yeah.
And is this,
they will do better, though, in the presence of a healthy diet, though. So,
absolutely.
Scott, you might need to eat your broccoli.
I know. Is this something really that once you want to change your life, and that's what we always talk about with diets, you know, I mean, I know you're not, you know, certainly not one that pushes, hey, you want to lose the 10 pounds and go back to doing whatever. So, I mean, it is a mindset. It is all in your head pretty much to be able to do something like this. But, you know, we always talk about, hey, it takes great coaching, too, and someone to help you. And, I mean, I guess there's probably different categories of people. Some need their hand held every week, so to speak. There's others you might have to check in once a month. But I think with having to report back in always gives us a little bit more drive to do better when we've got someone working with us like yourself, right?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I love checking in with patients because, you know, if they're not doing well, then you're intervening before, you know, it's been a month and they're still not doing well. But if they're doing well, then that gives you, you know, the green light to go on to the next thing and to start, you know, getting their health back online, you know, with incorporating different, you know, strategies that you wouldn't have started right away.
Mm-hmm. So one, and my second part of my question was, once you get into this, I mean, it is something that you have to do. I mean, is this probiotic an everyday thing for the rest of your life then, just to continue to have good gut health, or is it a 6-month thing? I mean, how do you go about that?
Yeah, so I wouldn't say it's a forever, your whole life thing. That would definitely depend on what the patient's presenting with. But I think if, you know, we can do some work with probiotics and prebiotics and get their diet the way it needs to be, then, you know, you should be able to keep your gut fairly healthy with utilizing, you know, different foods and maybe some supplementation here and there, but not be, you know, carrying around your probiotic bottle everywhere you go.
Yeah, and it sounds like, Jess, I mean, you're sort of the person who does the intervention where you come in and you say, oh, there's a disconnect between your brain and your gut. We're going to fix that balance. And then I would imagine that once you get somebody at a good starting point, that you are in balance, continuing on from there becomes easier.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's a huge piece which we're educating our patients on is that, okay, we've gotten you, you know, over the hump. You're doing better. Your digestion's better. Your brain function's better. And then we try to figure out what does that maintenance plan look like so that they don't have to be so restrictive or taking a bunch of supplements to be healthy, but still doing enough to keep them healthy. And then really encouraging them not to go back to their old ways. Because, you know, if we do all this work and then people just go back towards eating, you know, the standard American diet and sugar and, you know, all those things, then they're going to end up back. Their symptoms are going to come back.
Right. Well, Jess, hey, thanks for spending a few minutes with us here. Again, this is going to be a 5-part series on the microbiome. Wednesday, February 20th, it starts at 6:30, and it'll be each Wednesday through March 20th. Jess will be teaching this. Again, she's a metabolic coordinator at Integrated Health Systems, understanding the microbiome, how gut health affects your health, weight loss, and mood. Give them a call. Reserve your seat now. 303-781-5617. 303-781-5617. Jess, thanks again. Marie, thank you. And thank you for joining us today for a special edition of Your Health Matters.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Stedman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.